to the Abundant Life Fellowship District weekly broadcast. The Abundant Life Fellowship District is led by Superintendent Timothy Johnson and consists of four churches. New St. Mary Community Church, Kojic, pastored by Superintendent Timothy Johnson. Calvary's Nation of Faith, Kojic, pastored by Elder Alvin Pope. Faith and Love, Kojic, pastored by Elder Edward L. Spears II. And House of Praise, Kojic, pastored by Elder David Phoenix. These churches work together to serve the Lord in the Fort Worth and Mineral Wells areas, and the district is a part of the Texas North Central Ecclesial Jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ under the leadership of Bishop R.L. Sample of Holy Tabernacle, Kojic. This broadcast is dedicated to sharing encouragement and divine insight to help you have a blessed and abundant week. Each week, one of our district pastors will share a message of the grace and goodness of God with those that are able to catch the broadcast. This week, we have a word from Pastor Alvin Pope of Calvary's Nation of Faith, Kojic. Calvary's Nation of Faith, Kojic is located at 1634 East Vickery Boulevard and serves the historic South Side area of Fort Worth, Texas. Please enjoy this message from our speaker today, Pastor Alvin Pope.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Alvin Pope coming to you once again from the Calvary's Nation of Faith Church. I want to share with you from the Word of God, from the subject, add to your faith. Add to your faith. A formula for growth and maturity in Christ Jesus. Let's go to the Word of God. It's found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. I'm going to read from the Easy Read version of the Bible. Jesus has the power of God, and His power has given us everything we need to live a life devoted to God. We have these things because we know Him. Jesus chose us by His glory and goodness, through which He also gave us the very great and rich gifts that He promised us. With these gifts, you can share in being like God. Notice I said in being like God, not in being God. Let me continue. And so you will escape the ruin that comes to people in the world because of the evil things they want. Verse 5, because you have these blessings, do all you can to add to your life these things. To your faith, add goodness. To your goodness, add knowledge. To your knowledge, add self-control. To your self-control, add patience. To your patience, add devotion to God. And to your devotion, add the kindness towards your brothers and sisters in Christ. And to this kindness, add love. Verse 8, if all these things are in you and growing, you will never fail. The King James Version says you will never fall. You will never fail to be useful to God. You will produce the kind of fruit that should come from your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, want to talk from the subject, add to your faith, a formula for growth and maturity in Christ. This particular passage gives us spiritual mathematics in a phenomenal way. In fact, in verse 2, it talks from the King James Version of grace and peace being multiplied through knowledge. If you really want the grace of God to be multiplied in your life, or the peace of God to be multiplied in your life, then you need to get knowledge of Him. You need to study the Word, study to show thyself approved, the workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's imperative, if you want to grow in your spiritual maturity, that you begin to get into the Word, study the Word, receive what it has for you. No college student will ever get his degree if he doesn't study his art, if he doesn't study his subject matter. He needs to study it on a consistent basis that he can grow in it, and that ultimately he can pass the tests that are necessary in order to get the degree desired. In God, There is a necessity for us to get his knowledge down in us. David put it this way, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin." So grace and peace, if it's going to be multiplied, we need to get into the word of God and study it. Jesus would also tell us that we need to add to our initial faith. You see, it's faith in God, that our faith in his existence, our faith in who he is, our faith in his son, Jesus Christ, it is that that brought us into salvation. But now that we are saved, he wants us to add to our faith. If you look at verse 5, it says, because you have these blessings. What blessings? The blessings of the mercies of God. What is the scripture that tells us to present your bodies a living sacrifice? It says, how do I do this? By the mercies of God. Since I have his mercies, since I have his blessings, since I have now his salvation, he says, I want you to add to it. So what are you to add? First of all, in verse 5, he says, add to your faith goodness or virtue. Goodness or virtue. What is he simply saying here? Listen, when I first got saved and came to know the Lord, there were some things that immediately my spirit was convicted of. Some things that I knew that I should not be doing, or some things that I knew I ought to be doing. At that particular point, it was incumbent upon me, it was necessary for me to add that to my faith. What do I mean? The stuff that I knew I shouldn't be doing, stop doing it. And now I've added virtue at that point by the nature of the fact that I have stopped doing those things that are against the will of God for me. And then not only add to my faith that way, but there's some things that I know to do that I wasn't doing. Now, if I recognize these good things, these virtuous things that ought to happen in my life, he's saying, add to those. Start adding those things in my life. Well, not only am I to add to my faith virtue or goodness, I'm to add to my goodness knowledge. What are you saying there? You see, there's some things that I know to do, but then there's some things I don't know to do. There are some things that I have not come in to the knowledge of. So he's saying, at this point, study, get the word, hear from ministers and teachers that will teach me the way of God. Get into the word myself. Add to my spiritual knowledge base. I don't come here knowing everything. I don't immediately when I get saved know everything that I need to know. So he's saying, start to add to your knowledge. Add to your knowledge. And then thirdly, he says, not only add knowledge, add virtue and add knowledge, but then he says, add self-control. You see, here's one of the things that I found out in our spiritual walk. Sometimes we know to do things, but we don't do them. Sometimes we recognize what we ought to do or what we ought not to do, but we don't do them. So he says, add self-control. That comes to a point where that you need to not just know what to do, but walk therein. Walk in those things. So add self-control. Add self-control. And then to your self-control, he says, add patience. Let's face it. A lot of us know what to do. We've come to grips with some things that ought to be happening in our life. But the trouble that we have little patience in it. We struggle to continue to do these things. Listen, if you really want to grow, if you really want to build up on your knowledge, then you've got to learn to be patient even in your knowledge and in your self-control. Patience, somebody said, is a virtue. Patience is a good thing. Patience is that added feature in our life that builds endurance, that builds the capability of holding on under pressure, that builds the ability to press past those things that hurt us or that we struggle with. Patience says In fact, scripture was saying your patience possess you your soul. In your patience, you pull your soul into order. You pull your spirit man into the place that it ought to be. Let's face some facts here. So often we are not patient. Patience is not easy to hold on to. And so now he says, not only add patience, but add devotion. Add devotion. Devotion to who? Devotion to God. You see, it is necessary for us, and this one, the King James Version would say add godliness. Add devotion to God. God, I really love you so much that I want to follow through. I want to pursue you. I want to come hard after you. As the deer panteth for the water brook, so my heart and my spirit seeks after you. And so I want to be devoted to your purpose in my life. I want to be devoted to your will in my life. So add to your patience, devotion to God, and add to your devotion, kindness to your brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, here's the thing that we need to understand. The brothers and sisters in Christ are more than a fraternity. They're more than a sorority. And some of us have a greater devotion to our frats and our sororities than we do to the people of God. But the Lord would tell us, you ought to have a special devotion to one another. You ought to have a special devotion to pushing and encouraging and uplifting and upbuilding one another. So he says, add this kind of kindness towards your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then he says, add to that love. My God, what is he saying here? He's saying, add the kind of love, the agape love, that loves in spite of. Now, that love reaches beyond just your brothers and sisters. That love reaches out to the world around you who needs to know this same Jesus that you know, who needs to have him in their lives. So here we have this spiritual addition. Again, it's a backup to verse 5. Do all these things, add to your life these things, to your faith add goodness, to your goodness add knowledge, to your knowledge add self-control, to your self-control add patience, to your patience add devotion to God, to your devotion add kindness towards your brothers and sisters in Christ, and to this kindness add charity, add divine love. Let me hurriedly close. Verse 8. Is the culmination of all of this. He says, in all these things, if in all these things you are growing, you will never fail to be useful to God. Our primary purpose in adding to our faith is that we might be useful to God, that we might be fruitful, that we might produce works. You see, I don't work to be saved, but I work because I am saved. I work in order to represent God, represent God in my daily walk. So it's imperative that I grow in knowledge and I walk in God. He says, if you do these things, you will never fail. You'll always be fruitful. Verse 10, if I might just add that in. My brothers and sisters, God called you and chose you to be His. Do your best to live in a way that shows you are really God's called and chosen people. In other words, to make your calling and election sure. I love this part of the verse. If you do all this, you will never fall. If you learn through the blessings of God, through the peace, through the grace that's multiplied, if you learn all of this through Him, you will never fall. What a powerful way to end this, to understand that God has so blessed us with His spiritual kingdom that we do not have to fail and we don't have to fall. God bless. One of my knees. I'm not gonna
for listening to the Abundant Life Fellowship District broadcast. You can hear this broadcast every Monday at 8 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. each week. Our speaker rotation includes every first Monday, we will hear from Superintendent Timothy Johnson of the New St. Mary Community Church, Cogent. Every second Monday, we will hear from Pastor Alvin Pope of the Calvary's Nation of Faith, Cogent. Every third Monday, we will hear from Pastor Edward L. Spears II of Faith and Love, Cogent. And every fourth Monday, we will hear from Pastor David Phoenix of the House of Praise, Cogent. Come back each week to get a fresh word to start your week off right. This has been the Abundant Life Fellowship District broadcast. Go out and live abundantly. You have just been listening to Pastor Alvin Pope of Calvary's Nation of Faith, Cogent. Calvary's Nation of Faith, Cogent is located at 1634 East Vickery Boulevard and serves the historic South Side area of Fort Worth, Texas. Services are held every Sunday, with Sunday school at 9 a.m. and Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. You can also meet them for their weekly Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. You are invited to join them for any of their weekly services. To learn more about Calvary's Nation of Faith, Cogent, please feel free to follow them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/CNOF Nation. Or you can call and leave a message at 817-381-8808. Blessings, oh, hey, I see blessings, blessings, yeah.